Down by Zach Rivers, linebacker for Morris. And Deckerville wasting no time out of the huddle already. And now they are calling for a timeout. Bill Brown wants to discuss things with his team, trying to catch Morris off guard. They do not, so they are going to regroup and decide how they're going to attack this fourth down.
Yeah, not much to do there. They tried to get to the line before Morris could. Obviously, Morris prepared. They get down with the line. The quarterback didn't like it. He looked over at his coach. The coach didn't like it either, so they decided to call timeout here. And I'm not sure what exactly they're talking about. I assume they got a play drawn up. I don't foresee them punting just yet.
Not quite.
They're going to keep that accelerator to the floor, at least for the first half yet. 3 minutes, 51 seconds to go. Got to think they're going to continue to pound the rock straight ahead. But this could be that time where they have the quarterback keep it himself and roll out and see if they can't catch Morris cheating up the middle.
And, of course, you can follow this game on social media as well, Facebook and Twitter. Just simply search for WLW Sports. And we see the Argus Press Sports Twitter feed retweet us. And, Dave, the only reason I bring this up is because Argus Press did a great write-up about Morris's last week's game. Do some great coverage, and thanks to them for getting a lot of the stats that we use tonight for this game. Some games going on across the region. USA leads Sandusky 21-0 in the second quarter. Reese and Harbor Reach are squared at 8 apiece. And Ubley on top of Vassar 14-13, 8.5 minutes before halftime. As it is indeed a quarterback keeper up the middle. He gets just enough Patello out to midfield to move the chains. Fourth down conversion is good. And first and 10 for the Eagles, 50 yards in front of the end zone.
Yeah, and just as I mentioned earlier, Cass City still leads. They're up 26-0 over Brown City. Brad Hacker, 3 touchdowns so far, at least in that game.
First down, 10 to go. Right at midfield. Split back set, Patello under center. Two men in the backfield, Morris showing a blitz, and it's a handoff to number 41, Brendan Hanley, 6'1", 140-pound junior. He gets out for a yard to the 49-yard line, brought down by number 55, Sam Koreski, for the Orioles. Second down, 9 yards to go, 3 minutes before halftime.
Again, Koreski, another sophomore on this Morris starting squad. He's playing the right defensive end position, and makes a nice stop there for a 1 yard gain.
Second down, 9 yards to go. Patello under center, rolling to his left, looking to pass. Has to scramble. He's across the line of scrimmage and nearly out to the 45 yard line. Stopped at the 46 yard line by Sam Koreski off that defensive line. He's actually a sophomore playing on varsity. As now Reese takes the lead over Harbor Reach 14-8. 11-18 in the second quarter. Reese with a 19-yard run for a touchdown. Two-point conversion, no good. So Harbor Reach and Reese in a shootout in Reese, Michigan. Here it's Deckerville 30, Morris nothing.
We have one team with a shootout, Clark.
Sure.
So far.
Substitution for Deckerville. Kyler Williams comes to the sideline. They send number 5, Austin Fritsch-Wine, to the right in the slot. And we have whistles even before the snap could get off. And it is going to be a timeout called by Morris with 2:05 left in the second quarter. Deckerville facing a third down and 6, leading 30-0.
That might be the first time I think Doug Cole's been wrong in 5 years. I think it might be.
And Doug Cole was saying that was going to be a false start. And it very
he
well
could have. He might have been right.
Because, quite frankly, I'm going to stand up for Doug here, and that did look like a false start, but they're going to say the timeout was called before that.
Ridley was probably 7 yards downfield, I think, before the ball was snapped. It sure felt like it.
So I'm going to discredit you there, Dave.
Don't discredit me. No. I just said I thought he was wrong. My thoughts don't mean a lot, Clark.
Doug was not wrong. It just was not what was called.
Correct. He was not wrong because the call was a timeout.
If I were to trust the U.S. government
in Doug we
or
trust.
Doug Cole, I would pick Doug Cole 100 times.
In Doug we trust. I like that.
In Doug we trust. Just reverse those letters and add a U and we'll be all set. Third down and 6 to go for the Eagles. As Dave, is still the first quarter and we're trying to fill time already.
First half.
First half.
We're in the second quarter.
We're in the second quarter. Thank goodness for that. Deckerville, though, firing all cylinders. I cannot say enough about this team as wow.
Yeah, wow is a good word.
We said it before the season started even, that I think the last team we're going to be following this year is going to be the Deckerville Eagles. And if they play like this the rest of the season, I think that's going to be true.
I completely agree. They've been strong so far offensively and defensively.
Patel with a split back under center, trying to go for the hard count, and Morris bit hard. It's going to be an offsides encroachment on Morris. This is going to push them 5 yards forward. This will be short of a first down by about 2 feet. The nose of the football is at the 30 or the 41-yard line of Morris. Third down and less than a yard to go.
You can tell there's a lot of seniors on this team. You can tell that the coaching staff has very stable, been here for a long time. Morris with hard counts. They've been beating him in every single facet of the game today.
It's a handoff to, I believe that is number 41, Brendan Hanley, out of the backfield. He is stopped at the original line of scrimmage by number 28, Austin Eddington of Morris. And they still say his forward progress has him moving forward by about a foot, and it's too close to call, so the officials are going to bring out the chains to measure.
Well, we're obviously on the wrong side of the field, but according to that spot, it sure looks like it's going to be a fresh set of downs for Deckerville.
Almost looks like they have it by about 6 inches. We'll see.
By the nose of the football.
The orange hat clad chain gang here of Deckerville. I like this. No vests, no uniforms, just an orange hat. I like it.
It works.
And it is a first down by 6 inches. In Doug
exactly
we trust.
Exactly 6 inches?
In Doug we trust. Exactly 6 inches. A minute and 59 before halftime. It's 30-0 Deckerville over Morris, and Deckerville continues to march down the field.
Well, now we'll see them pick up the pace just a little bit, Clark. They're now at the nose of the football is touching the Morris 40-yard line. A minute 55, and the clock is running in the first half. I know Coach Brown is happy that Morris probably won't touch the football again now in this half, but they want to run the clock down and get some points.
Patella rolling to his right, passing downfield, has, and it's all nearly intercepted by number 3, Connor Lucas. That was a pass intended for Wyatt Janowak. Falls incomplete, and Deckerville got away with one there, as that nearly was an interception.
Yeah, when things are going good, you obviously press your bet, but in this case, you don't want to force it into double coverage. Wyatt Janowak does a nice job of making contact with the defensive back to help jar that ball loose, but it was a pretty much thrown right into the arms of Connor Lucas, a sophomore, who was in great position in coverage. It hits his hands and goes to the ground, but again, I think an assist can go to the receiver there in Janowak for helping jog that ball loose. But now look at the shotgun formation and receiver each way.
And a man in motion to the far sideline. Patella was in shotgun, and they're going to say there's an offsides as one of the receivers set up offsides, and this is going to push him back 5 yards.
Yeah, it was called by the far judge, and it's going to be a 5-yard penalty.
So this is going to push him back to a second down, 15 yards to go at the Morris 45-yard line. First down markers at the Oriole 30-yard line. A minute 39 left in the second quarter. And this is now the longest drive for Deckerville of the night. They got the ball in their hands with 6:52 left. Every possession so far for Deckerville has resulted in a touchdown, and they've done it quickly. 2 minutes 43 seconds, 10 seconds, 2 minutes 55 seconds, 4 minutes and 43 seconds, and now this one just over that 4-minute mark. Second down, 15 to go, I formation, Patello under center. Hands it off to his fullback, or actually halfback, number 41, Brendan Hanley. He gets back to the original last scrimmage, shy of a yard. A 4-yard gain, third down, 11 yards to go, a minute 20 before the half. 30-0, Deckerville leads. They're trying to tack on yet another score before we head to the halftime locker room.
Sophomore lineman Sam Koreski makes the tackle for the Orioles. Clock running now, or just at the 1-minute mark now.
Third and 11, Patello under center. Gets a snap, rolls to his right, keeps it for himself. He has trouble, and it's swatted out and is actually fumbled and scooped up by number 22 of Morris. Robbie Kruger jumps on it at the 41-yard line, and this is going to be the first turnover for Deckerville tonight.
Pressure came from the backside of Patello. Austin Eddington, the linebacker, sophomore, comes on a blitz, comes free and untouched. The quarterback, Patello, he's hustling, but he's not realized he's being chased. He's rolling out of the pocket to buy his receivers time. However, he is caught from behind, and he's careless with the football. He's holding it in one hand, trying to deliver a pass quickly. It's swatted out,